Good morning. Praise the Lord this morning. God is good. God is wonderful. God is awesome. God is such a good God, and we have so much to be thankful for. This is Mose with the Daily Inspirations for the 12th day of the month. I'd like to give my phone number here in the beginning in case you'd like to leave me a word of encouragement and even a word of exhortation. I'll appreciate phone calls. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Okay, here's my phone number, 717-656-9576. That is my cell phone and should be available most anytime. Now, sometimes I am on the phone and may not get to your phone call in time, but just try again. Or leave me a message. That's fine. Okay. I'd like to go to Colossians 3:1. And it says here in Colossians 3:1, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now we hear so much about Jesus Christ doing everything, and all we have to do is just surrender. Yes, indeed, we have to surrender. Yes, indeed, we have to surrender. And that's the part that we have to do. We have to surrender our life. You know, God is not going to do. God has provided. God has provided for our salvation through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. But we as people, we as human beings, have to reach out and receive the gift that God has given us. And that's why it says here, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, now listen, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now, it talks here, in the next few verses, it talks about some things which we are to put off. It talks about things which we are to put away. And remember, we started off there in the third chapter of Colossians. It says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. So now in verse 5, it says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. I'd like to read that in the ESV translation. It says, put to death therefore what is earthly in you, immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. You know, there is a cooperation. If we are in Christ, then there is a cooperation with Christ to put away these things. We cooperate with Christ. Jesus Christ gives us the power. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to put these things away. But we must cooperate with the Spirit of God. Okay, so we know that spending a lot of time in the bar and maybe even any time in the bar and drinking and getting drunk and so forth, we know that's not of God. And so if that's something that we did, and I'm just taking for instance here, You can apply it to your life, whatever applies, however it applies. You know, maybe it's something else. Maybe it's immorality. Maybe it's covetousness and just all kinds of things. But apply it to your own life in a way that is real, in a way that is fits your own life. So maybe in the past you have given yourself to drinking, and you've, you know, every night, maybe not even every night, but as often as you did, you went out to the bar and you got drunk, and oh, it felt so good. But, you know, the next morning, it didn't feel so good. The next morning, with all the hangover, it didn't feel so good. And but yet, you did it again and again and again, just because it felt good. But here it says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. You know, we have to cooperate with Christ. We have to, we cannot just, okay, here's a certain bar that we used to, every time we went past, we'd stop in. For instance, I'm talking about. And, we would, and so now we are risen with Christ. We're born again. What do we do? Do we continue to go down that road, that street, and go past that bar? No, let's put the temptation away. Let's not even go down that street. And so we're not tempted to stop in that bar. You see, we are, in that way, we are cooperating with Christ. So if we say, well, yeah, if Jesus Christ has given me the power and I can go down that street and I can even walk in that bar to witness to others. Oh, yeah? You really think you can? The devil is pretty powerful. So let's not put ourselves in places like that. Yes, if God truly and sincerely tells you to go to a place like that and witness and testify of what God has done for you, hey, I'm not saying it's wrong. Go for it. But please, don't put yourself in unnecessary temptation. Because if you do, you may just find yourself yielding to that temptation. Anyway, let's go on here. Colossians 3, verse 6, I believe, for which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now, ye also put off these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. You know, anger is one of those things, and I can identify with that one. Anger is one of those things that is extremely hard to just turn off. In other words, the water faucet. We open the water faucet and the water runs. We have to turn it off. If we want the water to quit, we have to turn it off. We have to shut the valve. Okay? But with anger, and there's some other things like this, that we cannot just go and shut the valve. It's a habit. It's something that is ingrained in our life, in our heart. And, you know, in the ESV it says, but now you must put away them all, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. For me, and I don't know how it is for you, maybe you can turn it off, but certain things, maybe you can turn it off. But I believe there are things that you just simply can't turn off. And you have to plead with God. You have to ask God, take it away. And you know, if you have a relationship with God, God is faithful. And God will hear your call, hear your cry, and he will take away those things that are, he will cleanse you of impurity. I know with this thing of anger, you know, I didn't want to get angry, but it was just so much a part of my life. But I asked God to take it away. And, you know, it didn't all go away overnight. But after months and years of acknowledging the anger that was in me, you know, finally, God took it away. And, you know, if God takes it away overnight, hey, praise God. Hallelujah. God can take it away overnight. But it doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes God wants us to deal with it. And God wants us to overcome it. And yes, he will give the grace to overcome it. And I know I've found it this way, that God does give grace. And he does cleanse. And he does purify. And so today, I can truly say that I'm not an angry man anymore. With my cooperation and God's grace, I can say it's gone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ask my wife. And our phone number is 717-575-8911. If you want to ask her what happened to my anger or maybe anything else that you want to ask her about, go ahead. I give you that liberty. It says, going on here in Colossians 3:8, it says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man and his deeds. In verse 10, you have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. Let me read it in the ESV. It's starting in verse 9. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all in all. Christ is all and in all. So I think this is enough for meditation this morning. It's been a blessing to share with you this morning. And so come back again tomorrow morning and see what God has for us tomorrow morning. Praise the Lord Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, today, I come to you in the name of Jesus. And I ask your blessings upon the listeners today. Lord, I know there's many people that listen to these messages day by day, and I just pray this morning, dear God, that you would give grace and that you would give a desire in their hearts for purity, for holiness. Even as you say in your word that we are to be holy even as you are holy. So, Father, I pray that you would give grace to everyone this morning and that you would pour out your spirit upon the listeners that they might be able to walk in holiness and in righteousness. They may be able to cooperate with you to put off these evil things out of their lives. And, Lord, you know and they know about the evil things. And, Father, maybe you have Maybe there are some things that have not been revealed to them. I pray, oh God, that you would open their eyes that they might see themselves for who they are and the Holy God for who you are. And Father, this morning I do thank you and praise you. What a wonderful and awesome God you are. Hallelujah. Lord, this morning we do ask these favors and blessings in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior, the one who is above all and the one whom we want to serve. Amen. God bless you. See you next time.